Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Okay, you guys, today we're reading from the book of Luke. And Luke is really just sharing about how Jesus feels about the Pharisees. And so we're reading in chapter 12. But before I read, just to give you context of what's happening, pretty much right before chapter 12, Jesus is, he's ripping on the Pharisees. Now, some people could read that and look at that and be like, wow, Jesus is being so mean to them. But actually, Jesus has some righteous anger going on, because the Pharisees were people who really just followed the letter of the law. They knew Jesus in their mind, but not necessarily in their heart. And Jesus was trying to call that out. Okay, so then that leaves us at the beginning of chapter 12, where we're going to start. It says, meanwhile, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. He began to speak first to his disciples, beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who is killing, who after killing has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Okay, so when I read stuff like this, there are parts of it where I'm like, I have no idea what Jesus is saying and what he's talking about. So I have to take it verse by verse and really break it down. And something that was standing out to me when I was reading this was the line that says, there's nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. And here at Damascus, we talk a lot about the idea of bringing things to the light. That when there are things that stay in the darkness, they tend to build up and fester and bubble and doesn't really end well. So I think about the idea of like truths and lies, right? When there's a lie, something that I believe in my life, or a secret, and I feel like I can't tell anyone, and it's not bearing good fruit, it breeds anxiety, and it breeds distrust, and it breeds like fear, right? That's not of the Lord, because the evil one wants you to keep things hidden and secret. But when you bring things to the light, right, and you like show it to the light, you bring it out, then it suddenly doesn't feel as heavy or as big anymore. And there can be people that can support you and walk with you, and healing can happen. And so I just like that Jesus says, like, things that will not be revealed. There's nothing concealed that will not be revealed, right? And so if there are things in your life that you feel like you've been hiding in secret, maybe it's time to bring those things to the light, okay? And then at the end of what Jesus was saying there, he talks about the sparrows being sold. And he said, even the hairs on your head have all been counted. And it's crazy to me that God would care about knowing how many hairs are on my head, right? That of all the things happening in the world, of all the things happening with different people, that he cares enough about me to know the amount of hair on my head, right? And this idea that we are protected, that the Lord sees us, and he protects us. He gives us the, like, angels and saints to guard us and protect us, and his healing hand and protecting hand over us. And what he says after that, Jesus says, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So I believe the truth that the Father has for each of us today is just that line, do not be afraid, right? That fear has no place in our life. And he says that we're worth more than many sparrows. And if you're listening to this right now and you've been struggling with the idea of self-worth and feeling like people don't care about you or that you're not worth good things, I just feel like the Father wants you to know this morning that you are worth so much, that you're worth more than the sparrows, but more than you're worth more than gold, that you're worth him dying for and laying his life down for, that Jesus would do it all again just for you, that you're worth it. So be not afraid. So takeaways from today, right? Things can't be hidden. There are things in our lives that can't be hidden. They'll come to the light. That the Pharisees, Jesus ripped on them. He said that, you know, they knew things in their head, but not in their heart. And they practiced too much the letter of the law. And so looking at how maybe that is you in your life. And then lastly, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows and worth more than gold. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 12. Again, my name is Emily Knuth. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Have an awesome day, you guys. God bless. We'll see you soon.